For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. As South Carolina enters the July 4th weekend, public health officials are bracing for what they term as a possible unimaginable number of new cases of the coronavirus. Governor McMaster said this week the state is facing a test.
It's time for us to make up our minds. July the 4th is coming. Everybody wants to get out, but it is a dangerous opportunity for us to spread this virus.
Anticipating large gatherings of people at beaches and other events over the 4th, state officials are pleading with residents to avoid crowds, wear masks, and practice social distancing. The number of new cases of COVID-19 surpassed 1,000 every day this week, over 1,600 Thursday, bringing the total number of cases to just under 40,000. State epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell of DHEC says the state is in a public health crisis.
South Carolina's disease cases first began to rise in May, in the days following the long Memorial Day weekend, and they have increased since that time. So considering that as we move into the 4th of July weekend, this is a particular concern. If we're not careful about how we move about during this upcoming holiday weekend, and as we congregate over this holiday weekend, we could see cases rise to the levels that none of us could have previously imagined. This is a public health crisis.
There have been 777 deaths reported by DHEC, and the number of persons tested showing a positive result was at 17% this week. DHEC's Bell says the state must get the rising number of cases under control, and that's going to be up to individuals.
And as we celebrate our nation's birthday this weekend, it's a time for us to remember all of those who have sacrificed before us. And in a way, this pandemic is challenging each of us to consider our duty to one another. It's a duty that requires us to look out for the well-being of others, despite the inconvenience and the sacrifice that's being asked of us all. And if we don't take that action now, if we don't social distance, if we don't wear our masks, then we're going to see more of our friends, our family members, our loved ones, who will continue to become ill, who will be hospitalized, and many will die.
Governor McMaster has been steadfast in his position of not reimposing restrictions like stay-at-home orders and the closing of businesses, but he's warning that if new cases of the virus aren't curtailed, those restrictions still in place, such as no concerts, athletic events, or open movie theaters, won't be lifted.
And if we want to go into the fall with the schools opening, with football games and all of the things that go along with that, all the kind of celebrations and concerts and gatherings, we must control the spread of this virus.
McMaster continues to resist calls for a statewide mandate for people to wear face masks in public. The governor, who nowadays wears one in public, maintains there are constitutional problems with blanket orders like that. But he's now encouraging local communities to pass ordinances requiring the wearing of masks. This week, a growing number of cities and towns enacted mask ordinances. Most of the state's largest cities now require them. Steve Benjamin, the mayor of Columbia, says his city was simply following the advice of healthcare professionals. The long-held tradition of spending the 4th of July at the beach will continue for many. All of the state's beaches plan to be open. While governors in Florida and California opted to close some beaches in their states, Governor McMaster said this week he did not consider ordering state beaches to close. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.